The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Recently, Ken Ham, founder of the Answers in Genesis Ministry, published a book entitled Already Compromised. The book reveals how students at many so-called Christian colleges are being destroyed by ideas taught in the classroom that are against the truth revealed in the Bible. Many of these colleges teach, for example, that Adam was just a picture of Israel, not a real person. Some teach that the apostles were, quote, lousy at exegesis, meaning the early church leaders like Paul weren't good at explaining the meaning of the scripture. Is it any wonder our churches are weakening and not impacting our culture when our church-funded schools are denying the truth of the Bible? But we shouldn't be too surprised at this warfare with compromise. It's been Satan's chief tool since the Garden of Eden. When he said to Eve, "Hath God really said?" he was revealing that his main weapon against mankind is to get us to doubt the words of God. Indeed, it was exactly what he did to try to slow the sharing of the gospel message in the 300s. After Jesus' resurrection, the Holy Spirit indwelt all who would receive Christ as Lord. As a result of him living the life of Christ through believers, half the known world would hear of Jesus in just 300 years. That was without the aid of radio, television, or internet. They didn't even have the printed page. But this is what God can do with people who have Christ indwelling them and living through their lives. But because of it, Satan was losing his grip on mankind, which he had had since we rebelled against God in the Garden of Eden. He had to get this stopped, or his worldwide rule would be over. Thus, he began to try to convince church leaders that the Bible didn't really mean what it said when it declared, "Unless one is born of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Satan's lie was, "Aren't we all creations of God? Therefore, all should be members of God's kingdom, His church." Church leaders embraced this lie as the truth in the year 380 AD. They baptized all Roman citizens into the church, and now, for the first time, there were large numbers of lost people in the church. Since lost people live a lie and don't want to hear the truth, the Bible was removed from the common man and rarely used as the standard for living. As a result, the next 1,000 years would see men slip into destruction all over the earth. Mankind went backwards educationally. Without the goal of being able to read the Bible and hear from God, there was no real reason to learn to read. Most didn't. We went backwards scientifically. Thus, the average lifespan dropped to be only 35 years, with thousands dying in those years by horrible plagues. We went backwards economically, as the average person would have to work from daylight to dark, only to be able to barely eat and keep a leaky roof over his head. We went backwards governmentally, and freedom was almost completely lost. Governmental power got concentrated into the hands of one man, the Pope, who not only ruled the church, but ruled most civil governments as well. Thus, mankind lived in terrible oppression and difficulty for over 1,000 years. Only by giving the Bible back to the common man and teaching him to read it would this terrible situation be changed. But we must leave that story for next week. Are you protecting your children from the lies of Satan through the media and the secular education methods? Or could it be you've believed those lies yourself? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and how to receive these radio manuscripts free of charge by visiting www.heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.